Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, Mistress Stevie Mack has entered the building.
Whoop, whoop to the whoop, whoop, yeah!
Broadcasting live out of Hollywood, California, getting down with the getting down like we always do. Monday through Thursday, that there is the call time. Be there or be square. Let me give you the calling number if you're locked in and loaded up from around the world. Like I know you is, the calling number here is area code 646-716-6113. Again, that's 646-716-6113. 6113. Then there are all the lucky numbers. You call those numbers, you just might be brought on to the air to participate in tonight's show. Man, we got Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and Reverend Al all locked in and loaded up, ready to comment on any and or all the topics we encroach upon tonight. Let me ask you the question of the day. The question of the day is a very important question. I always ask this question. How is your day? Huh? How is your day? I hope your day is as off the chain as mine. My day is always off the chain. If it's ever on the chain, I yank it all the way off the chain because I like walking my dogs.
My dogs off the leash. I like walking my dogs off the leash from the west to the east. I can be a beast. Well, I'm Lisa here, lyrical feast into your ear hole. We're talking about the Lowrider Band tonight, discussing the music industry and all of that. Check this out. You remember this song right here?
Yeah, there we go.
Man, if you don't know that song, what year was you born in or what rock you been hiding out up under or smoking? Because that is one of the most popular songs in our culture, The Lowrider. I've been using so many movies and sampled by all kind of people and played in every car, cruising up and down from hither to thither. And that's why the group is called The Lowrider Band, because they made this song and they're touring. And they're doing a damn thing. And we got some folks calling in. We're going to discuss the Lowrider Band, why they're called the Lowrider Band. There's so much going on in the music industry that it's unfathomable. Here's another hit right here. Let me just give you a little bit right here. Check this out. Slipping into darkness. Now, I'm no singer, but I am definitely a connoisseur of this fine music right here, man. Here's another one right here. Check this out. Man, you can't hear this kind of music and not move in your seat and start dancing around, because you know what you was doing when you first heard this song. We got some callers calling in. Call if you're going to call, blog if you're going to blog, chat if you're going to chat. Whatever you do, stay locked in and loaded up here on Stevie Mack Radio. I'm going to go to the phone banks right now. Got some callers locked in and loaded up. I got a caller out of the 909 area code. Let's see who we got out of the 909 area code. Who we got out of the 909 area code?
Hi, my name is Justin.
Justin, welcome to the show, Justin. Yeah. And what is your affinity to the group, the Lowrider Band, and this here music?
Well, I'm calling in today because Morris B.B. Dickerson is my father. And
right on.
Yeah, and I felt like it would be the right time to call in and check out the show. And also my aunt,
right on,
my aunt Jen. I also want to shout out to her for sending me the information. Thank you, Janice. I appreciate it very much.
Indeed, indeed. We got a whole bunch of callers locked in. Hang in there. We got some more callers as well. We're going to keep you on the line, and we're going to get right back to you, baby. Thanks for calling in and supporting the show. We got a call out of the 505 area code. Who do we have out of the 505 area code?
That would be me, War Queen.
War Queen, what's up? Welcome to the show. I've seen some of your stuff on Twitter. You say it loud because you're showing up proud. You are a war queen, a warrior indeed at heart. And what's your affinity with the Lowrider Band and what you know about the Lowrider Band? Just go ahead and spit game, let everybody know what you know.
Well, I've been a fan of war music since the first song I can remember was Spill the Wine. I think I was 7 years old, and I've been a fan since then. I'm 49 now. But
that's a long time.
When I heard, but their music is just in my heart. It, they have a variety of music. It's just, and it's all in my heart. And when I found out what happened to them, I couldn't let that happen, you know.
What?
So I don't
people,
know if you're going to go.
Find out. Tell the people, what did you find out happened to war? And
well,
war?
I used to follow war, you know, wherever the war would go, you know, around me and the 505, which is New Mexico. And whenever there was a war concert, I'd be there. But like toward the end of the 90s, I was noticing that there was only one original, and I just took it for granted that maybe the other guys were gone or didn't want to perform anymore or whatever, and that there was only one original left. But then there was a concert a few years later, and it said, what did it say? Malo, Tierra, and the Lowrider Band. The Lowrider Band, composers of, you know, and they named all the war songs. And I'm like, well, what the heck does that? That's war. What are they trying to pull here? So I went to see. I learned the truth that they couldn't use the war name. And from that point on, it was on for me because you don't do that to my band, you know, the band that has my heart. You know, you don't do that to... You know, I don't care if somebody thinks that they can call themselves war. They're not. The Lowrider Band is war.
And that's how you became the warrior queen, the war queen, because you've been beating that drum on the campaign to let people know
who the original
of the music are, right?
Yeah,
I heard,
exactly.
This is what I heard.
You know?
I heard that some people that went to concerts of the group that's touring around as war, and some of them wanted their money back. They was like, wait, that ain't war right there. And then some other people were like, no, the Lowrider Band is the real war because they have all the original members. That's something right there, right?
Well, I wouldn't
that's
be
like,
able to hear
that
because
like DJ Yella touring around as NWA.
Exactly.
with four other guys. Yeah.
It's wrong.
We got some other people locked in and loaded
okay.
up. I'm going to bring them on as well. We got a caller. That's so funny. We got a caller out of the 323 area code. First three digits is 456. Who is that there out of the 323?
It's Mike. Just Big Mike.
Big Mike. What's going on, Big Mike?
This Big Mike out of Harbor City, California. I used to watch the Lowrider Band, which is really war. I used to watch some practice in the garage.
Wow.
Harbor City is the home of B.B. Dickerson. I've been knowing him all my life. Matter of fact, I used to go listen to him as a kid, watch him practice in the garage. And what happened to them, man, is really wrong.
A lot of people
go to war concerts expecting to see the original people. And they don't have one, people who are calling themselves war, not even close.
And then you heard about the Lowrider Band. What did you find out about that?
Well, the Lowrider Band, that's not the Lowrider Band. That's war.
I mean, there it is. This is what I'm hearing.
Them other folks is the Lowrider Band.
This is what I've been hearing, man. So we got people calling in.
Real talk. Some other people was fakers.
There it is there. So stay on the line. We got you on the line. We got another caller out of the 760 area code. First three digits, 921. Who we got there out of the 760 area code?
Yeah, this is Carl.
I had you on earlier.
No.
This is who? Say them again.
This is Carl.
Hey, Carl, what's going on?
Yeah. Oh, well, I wanted to say that the lowrider bet I'm agreeing with everyone else is the true war. And
has you got a chance to see them?
Yep. I've seen them quite a few times. And I think they should have a star on Hollywood, on the sidewalk.
There it is there.
Yes.
There it is there.
And I think
they should
be in the Music Hall of Fame.
That's right. In fact, there's some talk about that going on right now, about getting War in the Music Hall of Fame. I think I got some information here where it says War's music is one of the biggest hip-hop sampled catalogs. People like Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Trillmatic, ASAP, Ghetto Boys, Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, Shaggy, Scarface, Janet Jackson, Ice-T. I mean, the list goes on. All these people who have benefited from War's music. War is an original L.A.-based band from Compton, Long Beach, and Harbor City, baby. The originators of L.A. funk, Latin, soul, sound, and their catalog is worth over $75 million. Los Angeles low-riding car culture is themed by the song Lowrider, one of the biggest songs for the group. And that was the first song that I opened up with, Lowrider, right there. I mean, whenever you hear that song, you know exactly what's about to jump off. You just get low in your car right off the bottom. Boom. So there it is there. A lot of people are tuning in right now. Let's look at the phone banks right now. Stay in there, Kirk. Stay locked in. Load it up. I'm going to bring on another caller. Let's see who we got here. Out of the 570 area code, I believe that's Brother Malcolm calling out of Pennsylvania. Brother Malcolm, what'd it do?
Stevie, I just came out of surgery about 12 hours ago.
Well, you can't say much. You go ahead and rest up and get well, brother. We got a
whole plethora of people. What happened to War? What happened to War? What's going on here?
Well, we got a band parading around. They say as War, and it's not the original War group because they only have one member. And the actual War group had an injunction filed against them where they can't use the name War, and so they are the Lowrider band.
Oh, War started out of Ansley Dunbar and those guys over there at Carlos Santana.
The record company owns the name War. Check it out. The record company owns the name War as a trademark and has another group performing as War with one of its original members. True Warriors know that the four original founding members of the group is Howard Scott, Lee Oscar, Harold Brown, and B.B. Dickerson, and they now all perform their original hits like Cisco Kid, Lowrider, Why Can't We Be Friends, The World is a Ghetto, Slipping in the Darkness under the name The Lowrider Band. Now, the band is going through what many artists deal with, like Prince with Warner Brothers back in the day. Remember when Prince couldn't use his name back when Prince was going by the artist formerly known as Prince? That's exactly what War is going through right now. So they have to use a different name until they clear things up, or maybe they'll stay as a Lowrider band. But we know when you hear this music, all I can do is just play the music, and you'll go, oh, that's War right there. And so if you line them two groups up, if you have the people that's parading around as War right now and the Lowrider band lined up side by side and they played, you'd be like, yeah, that's War over there on the left right there. We got a caller out of the 424 area code. First three digits are 346. Who we got right there?
That's 364?
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, hi. My name is Judy. And I'm B.B. Dickerson's sister.
There it
the
is.
The bass
there.
Player?
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
hi. Who is this?
This is Stevie Mac.
Hi, Stevie Mac. How are you?
Hey, Judy. Fantastic. We got some true fans and diehards here on the show tonight, letting folks know how they feel about the whole situation with the originators of war not being able to use their name and the
yeah.
music industry on a whole. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, I'd like to elaborate on something. I'd like some clarification. Do you have any of the members there?
Not here
in
the studio with me, no.
Are they calling in?
We have
I'm just
a
asking
whole...
because we have, right now, we're having a little bit of in-house fighting with the family,
mm-hmm.
with the mm-hmm. Lowrider Band. My brother, if you probably know, BB, had a stroke last year.
Okay.
And BB is unable to attend the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame award.
Okay.
And his children were going to attend.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's been something, and I'd like some clarification from the band as to why our family cannot go and represent my brother. He's been a contributor to that group. He should be represented. No one else should be able to take his tickets and use them. And I'm on fire about it. And I'd like to know how some of your fans feel about that. Should my brother, B.B. Dickerson, the bass player, be able to be represented by his family? And I'm upset.
Well, that would definitely be a campaign that the family would have to launch aside from this, because this show particularly talking about the band itself as a whole, not just each individual member, what they're going through. But, you know, I'm going to say this about that. That situation right there, that should
mm-hmm.
be discussed among the band members.
We will discuss it. I thought some of them were
private.
There. Yeah, no,
even
it's not a private
if they
thing because
here,
those are his fans out there. So I understand what you're saying, but those
well,
are his
fans
that are calling
you gotta
in.
Figure like this. You got to figure like this. They're fans of the whole band, so that's kind of like airing the band's dirty laundry, which we're not trying to do. We're trying
it's
to.
Not dirty. No, this is not dirty laundry.
Well,
this is something
well,
that I'm asking for. You think that's dirty laundry if your family couldn't
definitely.
Go and support you? That's not dirty
definitely.
Laundry. No.
You said it's,
no.
You said it's in-house
that's
fighting,
that's asking
didn't
for
you?
Some support.
But didn't you say
that's
it was
asking what I'm okay because I maybe I phrased that wrong. So let's put it this way: I'm asking your listeners how they feel about that. I'm sure they can comment or blog or something to that effect. And I just like to know how they feel, how they would feel if their
well, the
if their loved one. Hmm.
The chat room's open, and anybody can go in the chat room and put in what you feel about that. I see a lot of people in the chat room as guests. I'm not sure if guests are able to write in the chat room, but you could definitely go on the page, the event page, and put information. The event page is on Facebook under the group discussing the Lowrider Band and the music industry as the event page, so they could definitely put how they feel there. And you know what? This ain't the only show we're going to do. We can come back and talk about that as well. That's, you
well,
know what
I
saying?
Appreciate
that's a whole
that.
Other discussion.
It is.
Okay.
I don't want to bogart your show. This is information that I just got, so I was taking an opportunity to reach out to you or to his fans or the group and find out what's going on. I think anybody
would
do
like
that.
This. Let me put it like this. If it was my relative, I would want to be able to go and represent them. I don't know the rules, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the rules
yeah,
of engagement.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, because you know, this is why we're here talking about the entertainment industry. The entertainment industry is fickle. You know that, right? They'd be like,
yeah,
oh, no,
definitely.
Ain't nobody come except him or his immediate descendant. And I don't know if that was the case. If it's the cousins and the nephews and nieces, that's different. If it's his immediate offspring, that's one thing. Or if it's his brother, I don't know how that works, but that's something that needs to be discussed, definitely. I would like to know, actually. You know,
okay.
Put some clarifications on that.
I'd appreciate you inquiring to the people, you know, and, you know, getting some feedback if possible because we want to know.
Indeed.
Because, you know, what we were told is that he has tickets available, but someone else in the group decided he couldn't go and they want to use them themselves. It's inappropriate.
Yeah, that's
shade on a whole new level. When my brother has had a stroke,
saying, yeah.
and he's unable to attend.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
you know, if they have the opportunity to be represented, he should be there. Someone should be there to represent him, at least to come back and tell him, look, this is, you know, Dad, we went and did this for you.
I'm praying that. How is he doing right now? I'm praying that he's getting better.
He's recuperating. He's recovering. It's a long hard journey, and we appreciate all the prayers and all the good vibes that anyone can send his way. There's a lot of people out there praying for him. A lot of people loved him, and and love him, and we definitely appreciate that. But it's kind of heartbreaking. My mom got that information tonight, and she's just devastated. So. My mom's in her 80s. They all know my mother. Y'all who's listening know who I'm talking about, and they know me. So this is not cool. But I appreciate your time. Can't thank you enough. And even giving them the acknowledgement tonight, it's just far out. Really great. And I'll be listening to the rest of your show.
Thank you, Judy, for calling in. And what we're here to do tonight really is to acknowledge the Lowrider Band as being the originators of this music. It hurts my heart when I hear that bands are going through stuff, and people go through stuff all the time. And such is the entertainment industry. We got a call out of the 505-339. Is that the War Queen? Where's the War Queen at? Let me see. Are you out of the 909? I'm going to open up these phone banks right there. Who's out of the 909 area code?
Hey, it's Justin again.
That's Justin.
Yeah, yeah.
And who's out of the 505?
No, it's 909.
No, I'm saying we got a 505 and a 909.
Oh, okay. Are we both here? I can go second.
Justin, go ahead, Justin. Say what you was going to say.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I just want to say, just commenting also, as I mentioned earlier, that B.B. Dickinson is my father. I didn't want that to also come off in any way, and I know my aunt was not intending that either, too. It's anything about us deserving any special thing. But what I would like to say is just for all the fans out there to know, that as a man right now, I just want to let people know that I had B.B. Dickinson in my life, here and there several times, and he always tried to be, a father to me. But I just want to let people know that, his music and what he said, the man he always has been to me has been a pure soul. He... and the rest of the band, going as far back with Eric Burden, it took me a while to, go back and listen to all the music and thankfully, on Spotify, we have all these albums on here now, but I just want to let you all know, I didn't even get to, although I didn't necessarily grow up with B.B. Dickinson in my life, his music and his words of wisdom, there's a lot to really listen to with his music. It has inspired me to really finally fulfill my dream. And and I used to do music myself, and some part of me felt like I didn't have the confidence to do it, or I didn't feel spiritually in touch with myself enough or have a sense of purpose. And I went through my own depression over the past year, and after listening back to my father's music, after really getting in touch back with my family, I realized that even a man who wasn't necessarily there all my life as I grew up with him, his music itself has been a father to me. His music itself has been a gift that I know, if it could touch me as somebody who didn't even notice or really ever acknowledge the fact that I had such a beautiful father, willing to be as much of a father as he could be, that even through his music itself got to me. His music spoke to a part of me that I didn't even know. And I just really would like to, for the fans to know that, this band has, like Stevie mentioned, so many artists today, from if you love Kendrick Lamar, if you love all these artists from, Dr. Dre as well, who love his music, who used it, y'all should acknowledge the group that, we should all acknowledge the groups that came from them as well as the group that started this. And it just really warms my heart that, to know that I come from this, and I know that anyone whose music touches, I know that it's something special. And we have amazing group of men who have created, who really gifted our whole world with some of the best music in this, even in an industry today, because it's still being circulated. And I just want to let people know, even if a son who never even grew up with his father can look back and see how beautiful and how amazing his spirit was, Like, I used to be the same guy that thought that because I was growing up with just a single mother, that I was supposed to not really care that much about my father or something like that. Like, I felt like J. Cole, for example, has been an awesome inspirational artist to me. He's talked about how he, and he doesn't have the same birthday as me, but anyway, I want to mention this because you hear a lot of black men talking about how their father's not there and they don't want to be that. They want to be a better man than that. And I'm just here to say for anyone who feels the same way is that, you know, it really starts some point, like of us trying to get to know the family we do have, of us getting to know, you know, the people who have always had our back. And sometimes that is our parents. Sometimes it's the little that they try to do, the lot that they try to do, and how much we're willing to take or we're able to. But I went from being another young black man that felt resentment for his father at some point, and I just want to let you know, even on the radio waves, and I'm a pretty shy person too, so I just calling today is a rough thing for me, but I just want to say out there on the record and for all my family listening and for any of the fans of the entire group, like this music, it, in a lot of ways, it saved my life. And I just hope that if you are familiar or even if you're not, that you take a look at the beautiful music that this group created, especially when you're down.
Indeed.
And,
thank you, Justin. You said,
yeah.
You said a
thank
lot
you so
of
much
good
for your time.
Stuff.
Thank
there.
You very much for your time.
You said a lot of good stuff there. And listen, even if you could stand up and be a mentor to a young man, that I would suggest that. I mean, I worked at the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, and there's a lot of childless fathers out there. Childless fathers, fatherless children, and childless fathers. You can turn around and be a big brother, be a mentor to somebody. Each one teach one, and we could all uplift
yeah.
one. Hang in there, brother, and thank you for calling in and putting that out there. That's very important.
Thank you.
We also got a call out of the 562 Eric code. I'm not sure if I brought you on yet.
No, not yet.
Is that Judy? There
yeah.
you go.
No,
you're
my
on.
Name is Damien. Yeah,
hey,
my Damien, name is
Damien. You're on live.
Thank you. Well, you know, just to go up with listening to the original members and me being a DJ as a young kid and now as an adult, I remember being confused, seeing the album and looking at the back of the album and seeing all black men and going to the show and then seeing Latinos and being confused, like, what's going on here? And then I started doing research, and every story was different. And I just remember getting acknowledged by Harold Brown when he said, "Hey, we're the original." And it opened my eyes that there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't know.
Exactly.
And
that's
definitely has to be, yeah, and it's painful, and it has to be brought to light. It needs to be, the movie needs to be projected out so that way America knows what's going on, that this happens every time, every day. And this is life.
I was thinking the same thing today, man, about this story, the exact same thing you just said, that a movie needs to be done. I believe there's a documentary in the making, but like a docudrama, just like Straight Outta Compton, you know, you see all the stuff that you didn't even know that happened. I had no idea that Eazy-E and Dre and them was going to get back together. So the same thing with this. We have no idea what goes on behind the scenes until we see it, right?
Right. But the music touches people from all walks of life, and that's the beauty
of
it.
Life.
I can't wait to see them in Santa Ana at the show, be there to support them, and give them the love that they deserve, because not too many people have the privilege to go say, "Hey, I went to go see them," and know what's going on, but be a part of the history behind that music as well, because we all
well,
have a part
is,
of
this
it.
Is gonna be a, this is going to be a heartbreaker to you. The show in Santa Ana and Lancaster is not going to happen right now. For all you listening, if you're expecting those shows, they're not going to happen because they're retooling the whole promotional package because, like she said before, there's some things going on with the band right now that they have to straighten out before they can go back out and tour. So that's happening right now. So yeah, those shows aren't gonna happen.
Wow, that's
yeah.
It's heartbreaking to hear that, but I was looking forward to that show. I just found out right now through you, but it's interesting
yes.
to see. And it goes back to that factor. It goes back to that knowing what's going on, because we don't see what's going on behind their private closed doors.
Right.
And
right.
I think everybody's entitled to privacy, and that's the key factor. We're all entitled to our privacy. It's like when you go to a hotel room, you want your privacy. You want there's privacy there, and you have to respect that. And what happens behind closed doors between the parties, that's their business, and we should respect that. And I see that as a person of a man of God, because when I brought my children to this world, I didn't ask anybody else to come and help me. It was just me and my wife and God.
Straight up. And you know, when you're a public figure, a lot of the stuff that you do, and this is why people get paid so much money, they're actually selling their right to be private. Mostly when you get into the public sector and you become a celebrity, certain things become public knowledge, and a lot of stuff that you don't want out there gets out there. As we've seen tonight, the word will just leak out there through some various sources.
Yeah. But, you know, I just want to say thank you to everybody, to Harold Brown, Howard Scott, the Oscar, BB, everybody, and hope BB gets better. And, you know, the music has to keep on going. The music is going to keep on going, and people are going to eventually know what's happening, because people talk. It's a ripple that spreads.
This is true. I can tell you for sure, stay tuned, because we're going to do another show, and we're going to give some more information once all the information gets put together and disseminated correctly as to what's really going on, so you all will know, especially the fans, because you have a right to know. Listen, this will probably be the first place you'll hear it here on Stevie Mac Radio, so stay tuned, because I'm going to be putting that information out there. We're going to do another show. To let you know where they're going to be, how you can get to them, and all of that. That's fair, right?
Yep.
All right.
Well, Steve Mack, thank you for
–
thank you.
No, go ahead. You was going to say – I didn't want to cut you off like that. Go ahead and finish what you was going to say. I guess you said it, huh? All right. Well, that's it right there. And then that's all. This is your boy, Stevie Mac, getting down with the get down. Out of the 505, Erica, who do we have there?
Oh, this is me, War Queen, again.
War Queen,
did you want to
say something in summation to sum it all up?
Well, I, for one, don't appreciate the fact that the lowrider band, or War, has been denied their freedom of speech to say that they are War. You know, I understand bands split up and this and that, but to not be able to say that you're an original member of War, can't even use the name, that is wrong. And I don't know how, I won't name his name because he's a suing fool. You know, I don't know how he got away with that. Well, one way I know he got away with that is using their money for the high-priced lawyers. You know, but so since they can't say, or they're denied their freedom of speech to say that they are original members of War, that's why I do it for them, and I try to get everybody else to deliver the word for them. That was my whole intent when I first found out what this injustice that had happened to them. You know, and I do hope that more people get out there and realize that the lowrider band really is War. They just can't say that they are War. And, you know, that's just wrong.
Well, there's an old saying, War Queen, and the old saying is, I can show you better than I can tell you. So the more they get out in the public and show people who they are, the more people be like, well, hold the hell up here. This is War. Right?
But it's kind of hard to get bookings if you can't say who you are. You know what I mean?
Right.
What was that called? Yeah, double-edged sword or whatever.
It's a catch-22, a conundrum.
Exactly.
It's caught up in a twist, but you can wrench your way out of a twist, and there's many ways to approach that. And thank God for the Internet, right, that we have an opportunity now to get out there and do the damn thing.
Exactly.
Okay. I got a friend that wants to call in. I'm saying call back to my friend who said they got cut off. Call back in if you got cut off, because we got a few more minutes left here.
You know, I want to thank you also for putting this platform out there, because it's not very often that we can speak publicly. You know, people can hear our voices in the real at the moment. Do you know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
And some people just, yeah, and I appreciate you doing that and letting us have our freedom of speech.
Indeed. Appreciate you, War Queen. Keep up the good work. We're putting it down for the crown, and we're definitely going to have another show like this again. You've been listening to Stevie Mac Radio, putting it down for the crown once again, discussing the Lowrider Band with some of the fans, some of the family members, and some people who downright care for this band, the Lowrider Band, and getting the word out that this is really war. Yeah, the group War. Yeah, and that's what I can say it because I see it and I recognize it. I've been reading up on it, and so you call it what it is, right? What it T-I-T is. We'll be back here again for another exciting show. We're gonna close this bad boy out by bringing Brother Malcolm back in out of Pennsylvania, like we always close it out in rare fashion. Hold on, before we do that, let me just say this. Listen to this ring. There you go. Yeah, yeah. We always close this show by telling you the truth and to visit steviemack.com, steviemack.com. That's where you're going to find out where I'm performing at a place near you, and if it ain't near you, request it to be near you. We close this show also by telling you the truth because the truth shall set you free. Brother Malcolm, come on in and tell them what the truth is. The truth is
the world is listening. Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mac has left the building.
Walk on to the workshop, yeah!
To the whoop whoop, yeah, yeah, yeah. Say goodnight, Brother Malcolm.
Stevie, once you asked me what my favorite karaoke song was, I said, War, Cisco Kid. So in honor of war, buenos dias, no, buenas noches, Cisco.
That one right there.
Right.
All right. Good night, Brother Malcolm.